I'm gonna go through. No, I'm gonna go up until the Rambam, I think. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm following basically in the notes. I'm just gonna make it simple. Try to go quickly but efficiently. All right, chutz min ha'pas. Okay, so Yeshua asks Akasha, and he asks, why is Borim Nimzonos not in the Mishnah? We have chutz min ha'pas, chutz min ha'yayin, those two brachos. We have ha'etz and ha'dama. The only bracha missing is Borim Nimzonos. So Rebbe brought us to that Mem Amud Beis, where there's machlokes in regards to shehakol by yayin and lechem. Everyone agrees you can say shehakol by other things, but by yayin and lechem there's machlokes. And that machlokes is based on Mishan Matbeish Tov Chachamim. So we see from this Gemara that clearly the matbeya that exists by wine and lechem with hamotzi and hagefen is different than the matbeya by other things. As shehakol works for other things, but by wine and lechem, it's machlokas. So if it works l'kulei alma, if shehakol works l'kulei alma by ha'etz and ha'dama, so what's the reason you make ha'etz and ha'dama and you don't make a shehakol? Because you need to be mefarit the bracha as best as possible. The only thing missing is pirut, as opposed to by wine and lechem, where there's a matbeya issue, and that brings us to machlokas. So, Rebbe wanted to suggest that in the Mishnah, we exclude Yayin and Lechem, because those things, Hagefen and Hamotzi, are a separate Matbeah. Borim Mizonos is not a separate Matbeah, so the Chutzes of the Mishnah are only excluding the separate Matbeos. Rebbe wanted to suggest that this would fit nicely with Tosfos and Daf Yud Beis, who learns that Bidi Eved, you can't say ha'etz on wine. So that would make sense, because we would say that wine has a new matbeya, and therefore ha'etz doesn't work on this new matbeya. Rabbi was thinking that it follows, even though Tosfos doesn't say it's beferish, but it would follow that so too when it would come to hamotzi. That bidi eved, you wouldn't be able to say hamotzi, hadama, on bread. And as opposed to mezonos, which doesn't have this new matbeya, l'chora, Rabbi wanted to say, you'd be able to make hadama bidi eved on mezonos. So again, we had a kasha from the Pnei Yeshua, why is Borim Mizonos not a Mishnah? What's the answer? Because Borim Mizonos is not a new matbeya. Okay, so that was the first sugya. We'll save the questions for afterwards, just so we have a flow for everyone, and we can do a Q&A afterwards. It is Tuesday. Oh, it's actually Monday. It's Monday, actually. Okay, fine.
You're very low.
Okay.
Should we have any
eights,
though?
Okay, fine. Sugya number two. Ella the Yalef. Alan, we're up to El Diyo, second Sugya. Okay. So the Gemara says, Alashon, where we have a limud, even for the man to Amar, Karamirvai, we say that we have a limud, la'acharav, but la'fad of minayim. So there's machlokas Rishonim on this line. On the one hand, you have the Rashba and the Ritva, who the Ritva in the beginning of the Sugya learns that Ala Michya is the Araisa, based on the Yachal of Zavata. And it's based on the way that they understand the Gemara Daf Mem Dalav of Eretz Sikainim. So, if so, there's two problems here. Number one is, what's the Gemara saying when it says Tinach La'achrav? That we have a limud now because of the Pasuk of Hilulim for Birchas HaMazon. If the Ritva and the Rashba learn that Birchas HaMazon is Minat Torah, and we already have a limud, then what's this extra limud of Hilulim? Why do I need an extra pasuk if we already have a pasuk by Alam Mechia? So, Ayin Shum there, Rebbe didn't include in the notes. They give very similar but opposite answers. If you remember, that's great, but it's not really our sugya right now. The second question that they deal with is that, what's this whole harichos that the Gemara goes through? If Lamaskana we learn that Alam Mechia is Midaraisa, right? So why don't we just ask right straight, why don't we just bring a lima straight away from Zayin Minim? What's this whole limit of Kerem and then Kerem and Kama? Like, if there's a pasuk by Zayin Minim, just quote that right away. And the Ritva says, Yagel Tor V'yader. That's Shitas HaRitva. So the Ritva and the Rashba, again, are learning that based on Eretz Sifka Inyan, the way that they learn up the Sugya there, that Ala Michya is Midaraisa, fine. The way that Rashi and Tlachorat Hosos also, they have similar but slightly different Lashonos, the way that they learn the Gemara of Tinach La'achrav is they say, Kid Ashkom Birchas HaMazon. That the reason why, if we have a pasuk, we're going to learn it to bracha achrona is because we already have precedent in the Torah for bracha achrona midaraisa. What's that precedent? Mention. from the fact that they say benching, specifically, what do we see from there? That only benching is midaraisa, but alamichya in general and zayiminim are not midaraisa. So that's the shita of the Rashi and Lachortosis also. But now, what's the problem? How in the world can the Gemara suggest that at the end we are going to learn from zayiminim? Zayiminim aren't midaraisa. The only thing that's midaraisa is benching. So there's a kasha on Rashi and Tosfos. So we had two. What? we had two potential terutzim. So there's a similar sheet on the Rambam that the Rambam says that ala michya is midrabanan against like Rashi and Tosfos that ala michya is not midaraisa based on Gemara and Daphne Dalid. So what's the Gemara doing here? Our question on Rashi and Tosfos. So he answers that. Initially, the Gemara was learning for an actual drasha. It was bringing kama and the psukim based on the achad of zavata. But lamaskana, when all those limudim didn't work, we turned to the pasuk of the achad of zavatim going on zayiminim, which is not midaraisa, as simply an asmachta. Even though zayiminim are not midaraisa, because the Rambam learns like Rashi and Tosos that they're really midarabanan. However, we can learn it b'derech asmachta. So that was answer number one. Answer number two from the Minchas Baruch, which new edition coming out soon from Rabbi Weshrich. Keep, whatever, look out for it. The Minchas Baruch answers, shout out to the Hichal guys. Okay, the Minchas Baruch answers that maybe there's two Lashonos in the Gemara, right? How does that work exactly? The Lishna Kama learns, V'achalta, is only on Lechem. And that's what Rashi and Tosfos are going with. V'achalta Zavata is only on Lechem, not the rest of the Zayiminim. There's a Lishna Basra, though, where it learns from Zayiminim. That's a different Lishna, which would learn that all Zayiminim is Medraisa, based on Biyahat V'Savata. So there's two Lishonos of the Gemara, and Rashi and Tosos are following the first Lashon. That is Sugya number two. What? Yeah. What comes back to being Svarada? Al-Michya, because they hold like Lishna Kama. There's two Lishonos. So the Gemara that says the Yolfa Mizayim Minim is learning that it's really Midaraisa, but the Lishna Kama is what Rashi and Tosfos Shita is going with. Well, let's save the questions for after. I don't want to make it longer than it has to be, and we'll talk after if there are any questions. Okay, the next is a very short sugya, very geschmack also. Okay, so there's a Rashi that says She'in Omrim Shira, the Gemara says actually, in when it's bringing down the Drasha Rilulim, Ein Omrim Shira Ella Alayayin, something along those lines. Right? Ein Omrim Ella Alayayin. Fine. So, this is a cool sugya, whatever. Rashi and Tosfos emphasize different things. They add different nekudos here in order to address Akasha, or Psachim Nat Sadi Dalad. Rashi emphasizes that the Shir of the Levium, meaning the Gemara didn't say anything about Levium. Rashi throws in, by the way, when we're talking about Shir, when we're saying that Shir, that there's only Shir Aliyayim, that's by Levium. Tosfos emphasizes something else. He emphasizes the Shir that we're talking about. The Gemara says there's only Shir on wine. Tosfos throws in, yeah, we're talking about Shir of Achilas Mizbeach. So what exactly are they doing? So if you turn to Pesachim Daf Sadi Dalid, you'll see what's going on over here. There's a kasha on this sugya from Pesachim Sadi Dalid, Samach Dalid, which is that there's a different Shir that said on Shchitas Pesachim. And there's no wine there. So it's a kasha on this Gemara. Right? There's Shira without any wine. So how do they answer it? Over there, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not the Shira is being given over there by Levium or by everyone. Yeah? Okay. According to Rashi, the Shira by Pesachim, everyone did. So what does Rashi do to address the kasha from Sachim? He says that what the Gemara here is talking about is the shear of the Levium. That the shear of the Levium is always on wine. So now there's no kasha from Sachim, because there was no wine, but it was also not a shear of a Levium. So that checks out. What does Tosfos do? Tosfos there learns that it was actually the Levium that gave shira. So you can't address the question the same way, because this is also a shear of the Levium. So Tosfos doesn't specify Levium, he specifies something else. The Gemara is only talking about Shira that's of Achilas Mizbeach. Shchita is shechting a cow. That's not Achilas Mizbeach. And therefore, Tosfos addresses the question also. So it's Lashitasa. Fine. Okay. Then we have the Kal v'Chomer and the Gemara, right? The Gemara brings the Kal v'Chomer that Kishu Sovei Mevarech, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shkim. So I wouldn't call it even a machlokas, but Tosas and the Ritva give different explanations or say different things in regards to why this is not a good Kal Vachomer. Tosas says, this is not a good Kal Vachomer. Why? Because we see in the Mishnah Baal Keri that a Baal Keri only makes a bracha la'achrav, not la'fanav. So you see that the bracha la'fanav is not made the right, so you see there's no Kal Vachomer. The Ritva says something else. He references a pircha of a different Kal Vachomer, and the pircha is Shekein Nene. There's a separate Kal Vachomer on the thing of Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara is trying to learn that there should be Birchas HaTorah after you learn. From where? From Benchin. And the Gemara gives a pircha that, no, you can't learn out from Benchin to Birchas HaTorah L'Acharea, because by Birchas HaTorah L'Acharea, there's no Shekein Nene. You didn't get some geschmack out of your food, but by Benchin you did. That's the pircha. So the Ritva references that and says, okay, so we should use that as a pircha here also. And say that, okay, so there's no Kal Vachomer here, because in a chanami, kishu rav, you're hungrier, but there's a pircha of Shekein Nene, that by benching you've been satisfied, bracha achron you've been satisfying, bracha shon you've not. So, okay. In Shir we asked this a little bit differently. We said, like, okay, why do they say different things? But in the notes it was sharper that we're specifically asking on Tosfos. We're not asking really on the Ritva. We're asking, because that's really all we address. We're asking specifically on Tosfos, why does Tosfos not say this pircha? If there's a good pircha that we see from Daf Chaf Aleph, bring down the pircha. So, this is just a cheshbon de keteret. You can like fill in the color yourself afterwards. I don't think it really matters what you say in terms of the pirish here. But in cheshbon, it comes out that Tosfos, who didn't bring the pircha of Shekein Nene, must learn that Kishehu Sava Mevarich is the same thing as Shekein Nene. Yeah? That Soveya and Shekein Nene are the same. Therefore, if I make a Kal Vachomer and I say, if A gets a bracha, then certainly B should get a bracha, you can't ask me a pircha by saying, but A is A. It's a little bit confusing, but I'll say it in a different way if anybody doesn't get it in Cheshvan. Raise your hand, don't be scared. Okay, so yeah. If I make a Kal Vachomer and I say, I'll just translate it to English. When I'm satisfied, I make a bracha, but when I'm hungry, I should certainly make a bracha. Right? So you can't ask me a pircha on that Kal Vachomer and say, but one second, when you're satisfied, you're satisfied. Because inherent in the Kal Vachomer, we're saying, even though you're satisfied, there's more of a reason to make a bracha when you're hungry. So the Kal Vachomer itself is taking into account the factor of you being satisfied. Right? So you can't ask me on the Kal Vachomer with the Kal Vachomer itself. So why does Tosfos not bring down the pircha? He must learn that Kishu Sava equals Shekein Nene. The pircha means the same thing as Kishu Sava. So you can't, yeah? Fine. As opposed to the Ritva, who must learn that there are two different things. Now, what are the two different things? You can fill in the blanks. I don't even think he included that in the notes here. You can make up what the difference is. The point is that in Cheshbin, it comes out that for Tosas, they're the same, for the Ritva, they're different.
So Tosas is understanding that our Gemara here is the answer to that pircha on Chavala?
Let's see the question. Okay, I'll answer, but let's save the questions for after. Tosas is understanding that the reason why the Kal Vachomer is a bad Kal Vachomer is for a different reason that we don't know. Maybe it's just a Kal Vachomer klusha, whatever it might be. The pircha from Daf Chaf Aleph wouldn't apply here, because this Kal Vachomer took that factor into account and said there's still a good Kal Vachomer. Okay, well, let's save the questions for after. Fine. That's the end of that, so yeah. Okay, we're like almost halfway there. Okay, fine. Asr l'hanos me'ol mazeh, l'ol bracha. Okay, the svara. So now we're going to get into machlokas rishonim here. Okay. So the Ritva learns, again, l'shitaso, the important Ritva in the very, very beginning of Ketzim Avarchim, who says that the Gemara's Menani Mili is only going on Bracha Rishona, because we know everything about Bracha Achron already. We know, obviously, benching. Everyone knows benching. B'chalav Zot Derachta. We also know Ala Michyan Zayim Minim. From where? Well, he learns that B'chalav Zot goes on that too. And Barina Fashus, he learns as a Rishos. Based on that Shita, we have nothing to look for Bracha Achrona. So he learns that the Svara is obviously only going on Bracha Rishona. However, the Rashba says that the Svara is going on both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Now, we know that the Rashba held like the Ritva earlier. The Rashba said that Ala Michya is Midaraisa, based on Yechalat of Zavata. So benching, not up for grabs. Alamichia, we already know it. What must be the limit for bracha achrona? It must be Berei Nefashos. He must learn, as opposed to the Ritva, that Berei Nefashos is not a Rishos. But Lamaisa, we see a Machlokas, the Ritva and the Rashba. Whether or not the Svar is just Bracha Achrona or Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Okay. So, step number two. So that's just the Machlokas. Then we have another step. L'chora, this Machlokas is going to be based on how they understand the actual Svar of Asur L'Hanos Be'olam Zev Lo Bracha. We're going to try to pin down the Rashba, like Rashi. Rashi says Lahodos. So, L'chora, the Rashba will learn that way, that the Svara applies both before and after, so it must be some kind of Hodah, which obviously applies after also. The Ritva, however, Beferish says, it's a Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus, first of all, in Svara, would obviously only apply to Bracha Rishona. But not only that, it's also Mavur in the Gemara this way. Because the Ritva, again, who's saying that the Svar is only in Bracha Rishona, and it's in Tilas Rishos, is obviously going with the Hemshech of the Gemara talking about Me'ila, right, which we know. And there, the Gemara asks a question where it says, okay, you've done this bad thing, you ate without a Bracha, Maita Kante, and the Gemara answers, Yelech Eitzel Chacham Me'ikara, that the only Eitzah is nothing to do right now, but you should have gone to a Chacham Me'ikara. So if there's no Eitzah to do right now, it must be that this issue of Me'ila is only an issue beforehand. And again, the Ritva is learning, the Svar is based on Me'ila, and it only applies beforehand. So that's step two. So again, because this is a few steps, we've covered the actual Machlokas, where it applies, we've covered what that's based on, how they learn the Svara, and also the Shitas of Evar Nefashos. Is that clear? Don't be afraid to raise your hand if it's not. Okay. Okay, the next step is that the Gemara is clear that there's an element of Me'ila going on in Brachos, right? We see the Hemshech of the Sugya from Lamed Hamed Aleph to Lamed Hamed Beis. It's clear that there's some idea here of Me'ila. For the Ritva, that's obvious. That's the whole Svar for the Ritva. For Rashi and Lachor the Rashba also, we're saying that they're the same. So where did that go exactly? So this, Rabbi Yonatan Olshin was a big part of this, even though I didn't get a shout-out in the notes, but it's okay. So it goes like this. There's two elements for Rashi and the Rashba. First of all, there's the actual Svara, which is a need for Hodah, and that has nothing to do with Me'ila. But then, because there's this Chiyuv of Hodah, if I don't give Hodah to Hashem, I've been over on Me'ila. And this is very Gishmak, because you see it in the Gemara, like, very, very soon after, where, I don't remember who the Mount Amor was, but we see based on the Pasuk of Degani or versus Deganecha, that Degani, where it's Hashem saying, this is my food, that's at the time that you're not doing Hashem's Ratzon. Then it's Hashem's food. So what's the Havana? The Havana is that when you're not doing Hashem's Ratzon, then taking his food is Me'ila. So what's Pshat? If you don't make a bracha, and you have to make a bracha because of the Svara, right? Then you're therefore not doing Hashem's Ratzon. Hashem wanted you to make a bracha. It was a Tachanu D'Rabbanan. You didn't do it. So now what? You're not doing Hashem's Ratzon. That inherently makes the food Hashem's. Now it's the Gani. So now if I eat it, it's Me'ila. Yeah? Okay. Okay, so now there's a separate thing. Okay, there's just a Nidon and Achronim, I think. Whether or not Birchas Hanenen is a mitzvah or is it an Isser? So, the Muskel Rishon, we can say, that it would be totally in this Machlokas. For Rashi and the Rashba, that the Iker is a mitzvah to give Hodah, and Me'ila is a Totsah. So, the Iker is the mitzvah. So, L'chora, Birchas Hanenen is a mitzvah. As opposed to the Ritva, who's saying that this is all about Me'ila, so it's an Isser. So let's just start out, again, it's going to become not really a Machlokas, but at least let's start out assuming that that's the Machlokas. Yeah, the Ritva says it's an Isser, everyone else is going to say that it's, Rashi and Rashi are going to say that it's a mitzvah. So there's a Tos on Daf Yud Beis who brings the Machlokas between the Rif and the Ri in regards to Safek Birchas Hanenen, right? The Rif says, Safek Birchas Hanenen, which is the Pashas, I would say, is what? L'Hakel. It's Birchas Hanenen, it's the Rabbanan, it's L'Hakel. The Ri says that no, a Safek Birchas Hanenen, you go L'Chumra, and you would have to make another Bracha. And comes along Rav Krieger. You notice Rebbe doesn't say Rav Akiva Eger, he says Rav Krieger. And Rav Krieger explains that usually we'll say Safek Brachas L'Hakel, like by Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? We'll say Safek Brachas L'Hakel. But Birchas HaNenen is L'Chumra because of this Isser. that Birch HaSanayin is different. We go L'chomer because of this Isser. So that's what Rav Krieger says. But the Achronim ask on Rav Krieger, one second, even if it's an Isser, it's an Isser D'Rabbanon, right? So it's a Kula. So it should be L'Hakel. I don't care that it's an Isser. It's an Isser D'Rabbanon. We go L'Hakel on an Isser D'Rabbanon. So if you look in the Meiri, right, L'chomer, Rav Krieger didn't have the Meiri, right? I think it was found later. Okay, yeah. So the Meiri actually says that this is a D'Rabbanon that's well-founded in Pesukim, and it's based on Me'ilah, so it's like a Suffolk Isser D'Oraisa. And that's really the Havana here. So now, L'chor, we can understand what's going on in the Re, that we go L'chumra by Suffolk Birch HaSananin. This is an Isser, and it's a super Chumra to get Isser. It's an Isser that's based on Me'ilah, based on Pesukim. So we have some Havana. But there's still a problem from the following three cases, right? The famous three. I feel like we all know this already. But let's do it again. First of all, a Baal Keri is not allowed to make a Bracha Rishona. Second of all, an Onin is not allowed to make a Bracha Rishona. In both cases, you eat. And third of all, when you put a mashkin into your mouth, the halacha is that if you forgot a Bracha, you can swallow it. So in all these three cases, you're potter for making a Bracha. Now, I understand a ptur for making a Bracha, something is a mitzvah. You can have a ptur. But if it's an Isser, we never give a ptur out for an Isser. It's not something that we find. So what's going on over here? So we wanted to say an answer. First of all, again, if you want to tweak the Ritva, that's one thing. The answer we're going to give now is for the Re, because at least with our official understanding of the Ritva, there's room to play around here, but officially, the Ritva is rocked, right? Because the Ritva himself said that he's learning not Al Derech Rashi and the Rashba, but he's learning Al Derech the Ritva. He's the Ritva. So we're going to try to say that the Ritva is learning, the Re is learning Al Derech Rashi and the Rashba. That's not helping the Ritva. Unless you want to say the Ritva is also learning Al Derech Rashi and the Rashba, which basically says that the whole structure of Shir was wrong, which is probably what we're going to end up saying in the end. But I'm saying that's not, in the notes, it's not true, because it's just formulated this way. Ultimately, that's what we'll have to say. That even the Ritva will learn that it's really a mitzvah with an Isser afterwards. Probably. But whatever. That's not for now. So we'll try to say that the Re was learning Al Derech Rashi and the Rashba. Even though the Re was talking about an Isser, but he's learning Al Derech Rashi and the Rashba. That the bracha starts out with the chiyuv huda, and then when I don't do that chiyuv, then an isser is generated. So, these three cases were all cases where you had a mitzvah to make a bracha, you had a ptur on that mitzvah, even though in general that mitzvah spurs an isser, but if there's a ptur on the mitzvah, then there's no room for the isser to take effect, and therefore I can understand why you're potter, and you can take a drink, you can drink the water, or you can eat the food, or whatever it is, in these three cases. Does that make sense? I kind of went through that quickly. Yeah? I should do it again? Okay, fine. Quickly for Shua.
Just the last part.
The last part. In these three cases, what was the problem? The problem was we're saying that it's an Isser, according to the Re and the Ritva. If it's an Isser, then how can there be a Ptur? By an Onan, by a Baal Keri, by the guy with... So we're saying it's not really an Isser. It's a mitzvah of Etzem, and the mitzvah it has an Isser that comes with it. But if you're putter from the mitzvah, the Isser never is chal. The problem is that the Kolbo, who brought the Shita Sari, he's tough. We can't answer this answer for him. Because the Kolbo says that an Onin does make a Hamotzi. So wait, the Onin makes a Hamotzi, L'chora, because there's an Isser here, and he can't be Potter from the Bracha. But the other two guys are Potter, so what's the difference in the cases? Right? If you want to tell me that all three cases are really mitzvahs, and you're Potter from the mitzvah, and therefore you're Potter from the Isser also, then why does the Kolbo say that an Onin makes a Bracha? You should be Potter from the mitzvah also. So the Kolbo is... The answer doesn't work for the Kolbo. Also, the Chor doesn't work for the Ritva. So that's how we ended up with that. Okay, fine. Two more. All right. Now we're up to Bema, the Salka Daitach, Levarach, because I'm Muslim, Aliyayim. Right? We had a Havamina, crazy Havamina, and we thought to say that maybe you should bench on wine. So it's all going to be really focused on the Ihachi and the Gemara. What was the Ihachi and the Gemara? If so, if what? If so, then you should bench on wine. What was the if so? Okay. So first of all, we have a question. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Dalet, this Gemara keeps on coming up again and again and again. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Dalet that the only thing you bench on is what? What? Pass. You only bench on pass. So I don't care what the Iyachi would be, wine is not pass. How are you benching on wine? What's the Havamina? That's question number one. We're going to get back to that later. The Ritva himself asks, if you're going to ask me that you should bench on wine, ask even better. The case of Ein Perusas Kayamos is a case where you don't make hamotzi, you don't bench. Why not? why would that be any worse than wine? You want to say wine is solid? Certainly in Pruskayamas is solid. And he gives a cryptic answer. Yeah, I don't even know if it's worth saying because right now we have no avon in it. The answer is very cryptic. We're gonna get into the... He basically says that wine is a chashivas and it gets its own bracha and it's a shani and therefore it's like pas. He says like four different things. We don't really know what's going on, so we're going to have to flesh it out. Okay. So we ask the following question on the Ritva. Meman of Shach. Again, it's unclear in the Gemara what the factors are about wine that make wine chashiv. If we want to say that wine is chashiv because of soy alone and not because of mesamach, that the only factor that's good about wine is that it's soy. It fills you up. So then what in the world is the Ritva's question? Like, I'm sorry, the other way. If wine has two factors of both soy and mesamach, that it has two reasons why it's chashuv, it fills you up and it also makes you happy, it gets you a little tipsy. So then what's the question of Impruskayamos? Obviously wine's better than Impruskayamos. Impruskayamos doesn't get you tipsy. On the other hand, if we want to say that misamach is not a factor, the only factor is sud, so then the kasha is a very strong kasha, right? Impruskayamos is also sud. Why is that not a, why is there not no havim in the Gemara that you should bench on that? But then what's the teretz that we're saying, yeah, but wine gets its own bracha? What's the reason that wine should get its own bracha? There's no factor about wine that's better than Impruskayamos, because we're rejecting any notion of misamach. So either way, you're right. If misamach is a factor, then what's the kasha? If it's not a factor, then what's the teretz? So we're going to basically say that there's a flip in the Ritva. In his kasha, he learned like Rashi that Ihachi was basically just saying that since wine is sa'id, you should bench. Therefore, it follows the Ritva asks his question. One second, why is Impruskayamos any worse? That's also sa'id. Very good. The teretz is that ihachi actually means that wine has a new, unique bracha like bread, and therefore you should bench on it. And that's what's changing. Ihachi is no longer saying it's just sud, but rather it's saying that you get a unique bracha by wine. And that's, there's a flip between the havamin and the teretz of the rhythm. The problem is, what was our initial kasha? The initial kasha was the only thing you bench on is what?
Bread.
Okay. So all this doesn't help. Who cares that wine has its own special bracha? It's not bread. The Gemara on the Amdal says only bread. You are so tired right now. It's crazy.
Shut up.
Also, if we're right about this in the Ritva, that the reason why we're saying that wine you should bench on wine is because it has a special bracha, then the Ihachi is going where? Ihachi is going all the way back on the Mishnah that said that wine gets a special bracha. That's not how Ihachi's work usually in the Gemara. Usually Ihachi is on the last thing. So it's fair. So we said like this. The reason why you bench on bread is because of, obviously, what's the reason why you bench on bread?
The rabbis were mitakin.
No. The cause of the rapta.
Hashem was mitakin.
Okay. Hashem was mitakin, that's what he meant. The cause of the rapta. So then what happened from that? Comes along the Rabbanon, and they said that bread has a unique bracha rishona also. Exactly. There's a unique bracha rishona by bread also. That was the takana of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon then applied that unique bracha rishona model to wine also. Since wine is dom et lapas, wine also gets its own bracha rishona. So let's just take a step back. What is the dimyon to pass? So that's the nidah of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, why does wine get its own bracha? And it goes on to explain. There are three reasons. The Ritva learns there are three reasons. What are the three reasons? Anyone know? Sud. And? And Mesamach. There are three reasons why. Sud is Shani Mesamach. One second. How does it make you don't want to have bread? Bread is not Mesamach. No.
It's got its own special sauce.
What's its own special sauce?
It's some bread, or it's
It's like super
sud. Super sud. It's super sud. So it's super sud and ishtani versus wine, which is regular sud, ishtani, and the misamach takes it up to super sud level. So now wine is put on the same darga as bread. That's why they both have bracha, their own unique bracha rishona. What's the havim in the Gemara? If we're making this sushdel between... the sushdal, between wine and bread, we're saying that they're the same. So then, if they're the same, for bracha rishona, you should bench on wine also. Give it a takana d'rabbanan to bench on wine. That's what the answer is. That's what the Gemara is saying. And this is so gishmak. Why? Three reasons. First of all, when the Gemara brings the pasuk of simcha, and it shows that wine has simcha and bread doesn't, but bread has sud, the Gemara is bothered. The Gemara says, well, 1 second, but wine isn't sud. Yeah, but why couldn't the Gemara, you could just ask a kasha on the Gemara. Why can't the Gemara just say, okay, fine, forget sud, wine is its own special thing that it has simcha, that's how you get your own bracha. What was the problem with that? Why can't that be the reason why wine gets its own bracha? The teretz is because the whole nidon is we're trying to say that wine is doma to bread. So bread is sud, we need to say that yayin is also sud. There needs to be a comparison here. And now this also is very gishmak in terms of the ihachi. The ihachi is not going all the way back on the mishnah that says wine gets its own bracha. It's going back on the last sugya, which said why wine gets its own bracha. Because we're saying that the reasons why wine gets its own bracha is really just a comparison from wine to bread. It shows us that wine is doma lapas, and if so, you should also bench on wine. That's what the Gemara's kasha is. And this also is really what's the answer for Ein Prusus Kayamos. What's the Ritva's Teretz? Ein Prusus Kayamos, there's no Havami you should bench on them. Because what are the factors of Ein Prusus Kayamos? Ishani. Sa'id. Is it Super Sa'id? No. Is it Misamach?
No.
No. Okay. So Ein Prusus Kayamos is actually worse than Yayin. Right? Yayin has three factors. Ein Prusus Kayamos has two. And that's the Teretz.
Just regular Sa'id, you're saying?
Yeah, regular Sa'id. Super Sa'id, you're asking what Super Sa'id means?
No.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Before we move on, is anything unclear about that sugya? No. Okay, fine. Last one. Okay. Od Be'inyan Asr Lahanos. Okay. So, the Gemara says that when you have oil by itself, azuke mazikle, and it's based on the Mishnah Shrumos. What does azuke mazikle mean? Rashi says it's mazik your guf, and he goes on to say that that's not an achila, quotes the pasuk of Yachalta, and says there's no bracha here, or as opposed to the Rambam, which says you make a shakal. But Rashi says there's no bracha. We have four kashas in Rashi. Number one. Do you shoot your style? I don't know.
It's not a style.
You don't want to see Yishir's style. Okay.
Now I'm kind of curious what that means.
Nah, next one. If you come back, you'll get Yishir's style. Okay, question number one. Yeah. Okay, question number one is that what's Bracha Rishona based on? The Svar Vasa Lahanos. Why is Rashi quoting the Pasuk of Yachalta? Question number one. Question number two. Rebbe says it's even more clear if you look in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah says, what's the reason why Bracha Rishona has no shir, but Bracha Achrona does? Yeah. So it's clear that it's based in Svara. Rashi himself says it's based in Svara. The third question, this is a little bit complicated. Rav Krager asks from Pesachim, that in Pesachim we say that May Peros are not Chayiv and Shruma. May Peros are not Chayiv and Shruma, but obviously May Peros get a Shahako. Right? So what's the difference over here that when something loses its Gidrei Achila, Rashi is saying that you also don't get any bracha. Over there, the Gidrei Achila were lost, as we see that they're not Chayiv and Shruma, but you made a bracha of Shahakal. What's the difference? And lastly, in the sugya of Kimcha not Dechiti, but Kimcha Disa'ari, we say that, actually, is it Kimcha Dechiti or Kimcha Disa'ari? Sorry. Where it's a mazik, you still make a shahakal because you're nena. Right? Even though it's mazik, you still make a shahakal because you're nena. So I don't understand. We're saying in Rashi that when a food is mazik, the guf, so it's no longer an achila, and you don't make any bracha at all. Okay. So we'll say like this. Finishing up. So there's two sibos of bracha rishona. It's not just the svara. There's also a kal v'chomer from Zayiminim. And this is based on the Yachalta. The Gemara knows, obviously, that there's no Svara, which is the first Siva, by oil. Why? Because oil is not
Nene.
Nene. That's not the Nidon. The Nidon is whether the limud of the Kal v'chomer applies to oil. And the Gemara says that no, oil is not an achila, which is again referencing the achalat of Zavata, based on the Mishnah and Shrumos. Now this will answer all four questions. How does it answer question number one? Anyone? Yeah?
It's pshita that it's not nene, and the Gemara is just proving why it's not b'shem achila.
Right. Yeah. We're not talking about this far. How does it answer question number two?
That Gemara is talking about being nene, and therefore that's why Rashi...
Right, exactly. Question number two was, Rashi himself says, Rosh Hashanah is no shir based on the svara. So it's based on the svara. So we're saying, yeah, but that was talking about the svara. There's two components. We're talking about the achila. What about questions three and four, which are saying that even when something is mazik you still make a shahakal? How can that be? Because it's lazanah. Here it's missing both factors. There it was missing only one factor. Good. So that's what we're saying. There's two factors. There's two sibos. There's the svara. That's based on hana. Obviously, it doesn't apply by oil. The nidon that we're dealing with is the achalat of zvata kal v'chomer. And we'll say that this is shitaso and Rashi. Before we were trying to say in Rashi with a Rashba, we were comparing them. This is, it gets confusing when Rebbe changes Mahalchim in the notes.
Is this like a, I thought this was a different
Mahalchim. It's a little, yes. So it's Lashitaso in Rashi, but this is changing what we had said in Rashi earlier.
Right.
Because before we were saying that, let's just actually make this clear. Before we were saying earlier that Rashi and the Rashba are the same. And we were saying that the Svara of Lahodos goes on both. We're now tweaking that. We're saying that really you can say that the svara of Tzarech Lahodos was actually only going to Bracha Achrona, which is what Rashi seems to be saying by us, and he's almost mefurish that way in Daf Mem Chesem Abayis, because he says he explains the Kal v'chomer there, and he only says the Lashon of Hodah, you'll look, you'll see, only in regards to the Bracha Achrona. If so, where's the limit of Bracha Rishona? So we'll say it's a Kal v'chomer, exactly what we're saying right now. There's a Kal v'chomer via Chalat of Zavata. Aye, but what's the problem? Why did we not want to say this earlier? What's the problem? Anyone? Why can we not say a Kal v'chomer?
So why don't you just put the svara on the Bracha?
Yeah, if there's a more obvious svara, just say that. Kal v'chomers only make sense when they're based on the Torah. So we could say, yeah, the Torah didn't say this, but it's obvious this would apply. If the Gemara is giving a svara, you say the most obvious svara, obviously. But now we can say something else. What are we going to say? Like this. That really, we can really say that in light of what we're saying above, that Bracha Achrona is really where the Svara applies. And that's what Rashi was referencing, the Achalta. That the Achalta is connected to the Slimud of Brachos. Asul Hanos is really going Bracha Achrona. And this, we're now adding, it's Ki'ilu like a time of the Dekra. Not an actual time of the Dekra, but it's a Ki'ilu a time of the Dekra. That we see in the Torah, the Achalat of the Rachta, there's like a time of the Dekra to say a Svara that Asul Hanos Me'olam Zevlo Bracha. On that time of the Dekra, the Gemara then would implicitly be making a Kal v'chomer. We have the Svara by Bracha Achrona, that's what Rashi is referencing with Tzarech Lahodos, and then we can implicitly make the Kal v'chomer back to Bracha Rishona. How does that get rid of the Kasha from before? Because you can only, which is what Yaakov was saying, you can only tell me that give the better Svara when we're talking in the realm of Svara. Once we bring in Psukim, so we're fixated on where the Limud is. The Limud is by Bracha Achrona. That's where the Pasuk says V'yachalat HaZvata, right? So we have to start from there. Even though Bracha Rishon is more obvious, you have to start from the Torah. The Torah, the time of the Kilu, time of the Kra, was in Bracha Achrona. Fine, so that's where the Limud is. And then we say, okay, you can make a Kal v'chomer Bracha Rishon also. Is that clear? Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. That's clear. Yeah? Everyone? Okay. Don't be scared. It's really okay to raise your hand. Okay, I feel like some people are scared, but it's okay. Okay.
Because you look down at
me. Huh? Okay. I won't look down at you. Come on, Alan.
Just like you, Alan.
Yeah. This is also geschmack, because why is Rashi avoiding the whole Me'ila Sugya? Rashi is Tzarech Lahodos, but like, 1 second, literally 2 minutes later in the Gemara, we're talking about Me'ila. Me'ila's an issue of something that I do that I... From Bracha Rishona. Why is Rashi, like, what's driving Rashi to ditch the whole Me'ila Sugya and speak about Tzarech Lahodos? Where did that come from? So now we know. Rashi was coming from a place of time of the Kra. He was basing himself off of Yechal Tzavata. And that's why he was focusing on Tzarech Lahodos. Okay, last tiny piece. We can say this also in Tosfos. This whole limud of the Vi'achalta and the Kal v'chomer is really mevor in Tosfos also. Tosfos in Sukkah that Chavavim and Aleph says that Bracha Rishona has no shear because of the svar of Asul Hanos Be'olam HaZeh Be'ol Bracha. He then asks that one second, Bracha Rishona is learned from a Kal v'chomer, and therefore you should need a shear because we should say Dayo. If we're learning from a Kal v'chomer from Bracha Achrona where you need a shear, then if the limud is Bracha Rishona, you should also need a shear. Dayo v'lomina din lios kenadon. How can Bracha Rishona be more chamer? And he answers by saying it's a gilui milsa ba'alma, and therefore Dayo doesn't apply. So we can ask, why is Tosfos saying you learn Bracha Rishona from a Kal v'chomer? The Gemara says it's learned from a Svara. So what do you see clearly? Tosfos is learning like who? Like Rashi. That's really based on this Kal v'chomer. And Bracha Achrona the Svara of Bracha Achrona informs Bracha Rishona. Okay. But if so, if they're both learned, both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona are learned from the same source, they're both learned from the Svara. So why is there a difference in how the din comes out? By Bracha Achrona, you need a shear to make a Bracha Achrona. By Bracha Rishona, you don't. They're both learned out of the Svara. What should the difference be? So I've yet to fully understand this, but I'll just tell you what Rebbe says, which I'm sure you guys have seen, that by Bracha Achrona, even though there's a Svara, and that's really the Limud, because the Torah only told us about Bracha Achrona when there is a Shir Achila, so we're going to only apply the Svara when there's a Shir Achila. But the Svara itself applies even less than the Kazayas. So by Bracha Rishona, we can just take the Svara, which applies the less than the Kazayas, and therefore, there's no Shir by Bracha Rishona. Okay. I don't fully understand that, but that's what Rebbe wanted to say. And on this, Tosfos is asking, you should say Dayo, even though I understand the Chiluk, you should say Dayo, that if we're learning out of Kal v'chomer, Bracha Rishona should also need a Shir because of Dayo, and he answers Gilui Mosel Ba'alma. Final problem. Okay, we're at the finish line. The Keseth Mishnah asks, why would the Rabbanan make Bracha Rishona more machmer than the Bracha Achrona? And he says, because by Bracha Rishona, you don't know how much you're going to eat. So we have to make the takana that it applies to any little amount, because I don't know if I'm going to eat 1 bite, 2 bites, kazayas, I don't know. By Bracha Achrona, I know how much I've eaten already. But one second, we ask, Lahore, this doesn't make any sense. Tosfos and the Rush themselves said that the reason why there's no shear by Bracha Achrona, by Bracha Rishona, I'm sorry, is what? Because of the svar of Asul Hanos Menol Mazeh Be'ol Bracha. The Kesef Mishnah is bringing them down and giving a completely different reason. So this is the Mahalach. Final Mahalach. The source that there's no shear for Bracha Rishona is learned from Sukkah. I think it's a Mishnah in Sukkah. I could be wrong on that, but it's from Sukkah. I think it's a Mishnah. Yeah? It's a Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Tosfos is just bringing the Svara to justify something else. He's just justifying, how is it possible to make a bracha on such a little amount? You didn't even do an achila. And he's saying, no, because it's based on Asul Hanos Menol Mazeh Be'ol Bracha, and all you need here is Hana. So he just justified that Nakuda. Then they ask, but one second, why don't we say Dayo? If you need a Kazayas Baruch HaAchrona, you should also need a Kazayas Baruch HaRishona. And to that they say Gilui Mosel Ba'alma. But they've never really addressed why Bracha Rishona is more chamer than Bracha Achrona. All they addressed when they said Asul Hanos was just how it's possible to make a bracha on less than a kazayas. They didn't address why that we should be more machmir by Bracha Rishona than Bracha Achrona. And to that, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Okay, I get it. It's possible to say that you can make a bracha on less than a kazayas because of Asul Hanos. And I get that there's no problem of dayo because it's Gilui Mosel. But why? Why should there be a difference between Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona? And to that he answers this notion that when I'm eating in Bracha Rishona, I don't know how much I'm going to eat. And that's why we're more machmer Bracha Rishona than Bracha Achrona. Adron Alach, first half of Packet 1.